It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Workman. Judy is, of course, a co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy. And also, Before Her Voice Was Still a Friendship in the Shadows of ALS, and Journal of a Duck Midwife. There, I've done it.
Wow, that was good, because I was sitting here going, Journal of Duck Mother Midwife.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to you. Nice to talk to both of you. Jill, this might be something that would interest you, and I really like to hear your opinion about it. And it's a way of dealing with the sort of chronic problem that people face as they age, which is an increased vulnerability to falling. And once people fall, the fact that they may, if their bones are sufficiently fragile, you know, may break a hip or a knee or an ankle or you know, a long bone in the leg, and find themselves in a situation in which they are for maybe weeks restricted to a wheelchair or a walker, or you know, if they're really unfortunate enough, you hit their head and suffer the consequences, and it's something, you know, it's a problem that, you know, we all know about, that we, I must say, choose not to really dwell on until we either have a relative who has done this or find ourselves in that population. But, you know, one of the underlying causes is the fact that as we age, our bones tend to get more fragile. We lose muscle, and the combination is sort of the perfect storm for having difficulty with your balance. And if you do fall or even bump your leg or something against a hard object, you know, find yourself possibly suffering, you know, a small fracture or something even worse. And, you know, and for years now, it's been recognized that one of the problems might be that we are eating insufficient calcium. And there are, you know, National Health Surveys that look at what kind of nutrients our population is getting or not getting. And according to one of the latest health surveys, the only age group in the entire population that gets enough calcium are children between the ages of 2 and 3. Apparently, it's all downhill from there. And this seems really odd to understand, because, you know, we have one whole category of foods. They're called dairy foods. They come from animals that go moo or nah, you know, goats or cows, you know, that are chock full of calcium. And not only calcium, but vitamin D that's necessary to make better bones, and also protein that's necessary to make better bones. And so if we were to eat, you know, as a 2-year-old, if we were to eat the yogurt or the cottage cheese or the milk, or some cheeses, soft cheeses like ricotta cheese, for example, we would be getting enough calcium and vitamin D and probably protein to make sure that we had a fighting chance not to break a bone if we fall down. But as I wrote to you in, you know, this my blog, it's really interesting to see how many people refuse to eat anything that comes from a cow. I mean, I'm talking about the dairy, and perhaps meat as well, and will instead use artificial milks, but that's sort of a misnomer, that come from plants which, of course, have never been milked in their life. You know, almond milk, oat milk, soy milk.
It's amazing.
Pea milk. They're all sorts of milks. And
yeah, they're not milk.
No, and the curious thing is, Jill, that people say, well, you know, it's organic and it's good for me, but the vitamin D is totally, I mean, sorry, the calcium is totally synthetic. It's not coming from, you know, natural processes. It's being added. So people who want to be purists about their source of calcium and drinking, you know, really pure plant-based milk products, because, you know, they don't want anything artificial put into their bodies, are then ingesting artificial vitamin D, artificial calcium, and probably amino acids and other sources of protein are added as well. And the thing is that people who do this, and I have a friend, as I wrote to you, who has osteoporosis. Her husband, for various reasons, has osteoporosis too. He has very low testosterone levels because he has prostatic cancer, and he is suffering from osteoporosis as a result of that. Both of them are just walking time bombs for, you know, yet another fracture. And my friend, the female, has had several already. There wasn't. There was some milk that she happened to stuff in the back of her refrigerator when her sister came to visit. We had brunch at their house. I asked for some milk for my coffee, and she practically had to unpack her refrigerator to find this small container of milk. Thank God it was still fresh, lurking in the back of her refrigerator. And I said to her, "Well, wait a minute. What are you doing for calcium?" "Oh, we don't drink milk. We don't eat cottage cheese. We don't eat yogurt. You know, we have, I don't know, oatmeal, oat milk or almond milk or something like that." And I was, and she's not an unintelligent person. I was really, or uneducated, I was really surprised at this. And she gave me the song and dance. "Well, you know, I don't want animal products. You know, it's high in cholesterol," which is not true because you can get fat-free products. "And, you know, it's better for me to have plant-based milk." What do you do? And here she is, somebody, you know, a walking time bomb for yet another fracture.
Yeah, I know. The brainwashing is really successful. And it was I would say, concerted. You know, and the plant-based lab-grown meat is... I saw something fairly recently, and it was called Pharmacy, and it was a picture of basically a farm stand. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I saw something else equally recently, and I can't remember what it said, but it was like that. People, you know... Whatever you want to say, whether you want to say God, it's all here. You don't need it synthesized. You get it.
That's exactly right.
And that got me thinking. And I've got a minute and a half, so I'm just gonna skitter this bomb into the conversation, and we can pick up on it. You know, what kind of fill in the blank creates something to help with emotions and antidepressants that has a side effect of massive weight gain? Like, who does that? And why? Do you know, it's just to pass on with the oat milk and the this and the that. No, people are so convinced that that's, you know, plants must be organic, right? So it's okay.
That's right.
And again, I don't know what's happened. People's brains have gone soft or something, but...
it's like the artificial meat.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Beyond whatever.
Beyond
and,
meat.
And, you know, beef, now yeah. A quarter of my, in the supermarket, a quarter of the supposedly meat section is now filled with, you know, plant-based sausage and chicken nuggets and hamburger and meatballs and what have you. But where do people think those nutrients are coming from? They are coming from a test tube.
I know. And what do they think, you know, I'm sorry. What do they think is in that? I'm not allowed to use the word.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And you know, and the thing I just want to leave you with is that there was a study, it was done in Australia, with thousands of nursing home residents. They don't call them nursing homes anymore, you know, residences for the elderly. And they really showed that all they had to do was just increase the calcium and protein intake by adding yogurt or milk or cottage cheese or soft cheeses to the diet of these residents, and they significantly reduced the falls, because they probably were building up muscle mass and protein, so they had and bones, so they had better balance, and significantly reduced the number of fractures. And to me, that is really, you know, it really comes down to life and death, because you fall and you find yourself, you know, lying in a bed or in a wheelchair, what have you, you get blood clots, or you really become depressed because you can't interact with people. It's a terrible, terrible consequence. And if all it takes is a couple of containers of yogurt a day to help prevent it, why wouldn't you?
No, you're absolutely right. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
All righty. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy at this time every Thursday morning on Robin Hood Radio, also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.